Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello, hello, it's Lisa Garr. Welcome. So glad you're here today with me and joining me on this incredible day to share information that inspires positive growth and change. It's what we do on the Aware Show and have for going on 20 years here. And I also want to mention, as much as you love hearing the audio versions of these great guests that I interview, you can also watch the video versions. Really well done. The Gaia TV show that I do called Inspirations on Gaia. I have about 200 shows on the network, but there is an opportunity here for people to be able to watch this for free right now. If you go to gaia.com/miracle, Gaia, G-A-I-A, .com/miracle, you will see there's three shows that are up there that you can watch. There's one with Dr. Sue Mortar, which is amazing. The incredible Marcy Shimoff about happiness. And Dr. Sue talks about energy medicine. There's some great shows up there, so you can watch them, learn, listen. We go through exercises on these shows, so it's really active listening. That's what I think conscious media is. It's an active participation in listening. It's not passive listening. It's you engaging with the processes and the work and the information that's coming and to really truly impact your life. I've done this for 20 years and my life does not look the same because, and as a result of doing this so many times, the show saves me. So it's just it's a life school, really. So talking about energy and energy medicine, we have an incredible doctor on. Her name is Dr. Linda Lancaster, and she's been kind of one of Hollywood's best kept wellness secrets for a long time, until now, because she has a new book out called Harmonic Healing. And she shares her lessons of clinical practice. For the first time, she's helped celebrities such as Robert Redford and Miranda Kerr and all sorts of January Jones, all sorts of great celebrities to really help them achieve balanced, healthy longevity through natural approaches. Welcome to the show, Dr. Linda. Thank you for joining me.
Hello there. Nice to be here. I'm in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I'm thrilled to talk to the Los Angeles audience.
Oh, good. I love Santa Fe, too. I think it's so calm and beautiful there. It really is. It's a good grounded energy. So tell me how you work with people in terms of a naturopathic physician and a homeopath. How do you work with people to help their subtle energy field?
Well, I work through diet, through cleansing programs, and through education. Mm. A lot of people are not aware that we are not only a physical body, but an energetic body. So I begin to teach them that and show them that a lot of the pollutants that we are experiencing in the world today are affecting our energy field. Such as chemicals, heavy metals, glyphosates, radiation, Wi-Fi, wireless radiation, and so forth. And I teach them how to neutralize the contaminants that we are exposed to.
Now, let's talk a little bit about this radiation. Let's just start there. It is everywhere. There's a big place here in Los Angeles by the Santa Susana Pass that still has active radiation. It, you know, not very well known, but it's there. Every time you walk into an airplane, you've got exposure to a certain amount of radiation. So how do you, and I mean, it's a big, big question. How do you possibly get that out of your body when there is, it's constantly coming at you?
Well, let's not think in terms of getting it out of our body.
Okay.
Talk in terms of neutralizing the effect. Our body is feels the disturbance of the electromagnetic fields because we are not only physical, but we are electrical. Actually, we are electromagnetic. And so that's why radiation affects us. Any disturbance in the electromagnetic fields will affect our cells. And it's going to be near to impossible to completely clear ourselves of all of that. But we can find ways of neutralizing the high levels. I don't know anybody who's not going to test for radiation or heavy metals or chemicals in any kind of energy testing. And there are many different ways of using energy, doing energy testing as a naturopath and as an integrative medicine doctor. And you're so correct about airplane. Mm-hmm. The airplane emits a lot of radiation, especially when we're over 35,000 feet. So that influence from the radiation will stir our cells up. So every cell in our body has a positive and a negative flow. And it's being bombarded by the radiation, and we lose the integrity of our cells. How we neutralize it is very simple. 1 pound of sea salt and 1 pound of baking soda in a tub of hot water.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
And, yeah, not so hot that you burn yourself, but comfortable enough. Comfortable enough to say, I'm taking a nice bath. Okay, you're taking a bath with a pound of sea salt and a pound of baking soda and soaking in it for 20 to 30 minutes. Now, this is simple kitchen chemistry because the salt and the baking soda are in an alkaline field and those radiations are in a high energy field. Am I getting feedback here?
You sound perfect, and I'm just thinking about traveling to a hotel and then going and getting, you know, sea salt and baking soda and running a bath, and it helps to neutralize.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. My patients really do that, actually, in travel. They take a pound of sea salt, pound of baking soda, throw it in the tub and soak, and not only does it clear the radiation, but I'll tell you, the jet lag is improved.
Oh.
Remarkably.
Interesting.
Yeah, because we're going through fields of energy. We're high up in the atmosphere, and we are getting affected. You know how you feel when you get off a plane.
Yeah, disoriented and, yeah, tired, of course.
You let me know how you feel after you take a salt and soda bath. So you'll be tired at first, and you may even have pain in your bones because the radiation is being pulled out of your bones.
Wow.
Because radiation goes to the bone marrow.
It pulls the minerals out of the bones?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And steals our minerals. And then the next thing for radiation, which would be food. It's so important to eat a good diet. We want to have food that has a balanced electromagnetic field, which is organic food. Same as we're affected by heavy metals, our food is affected and it loses its vitality. That stalk of celery that we're juicing, unless it's organic, can be negative.
So that's important. The organic food, the reason that it has a balance of positive and negative vibration is because of the lack of pesticides that are used? Otherwise, food
Yes.
naturally has that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's nature. You know, nature heals nature, but not if nature has been contaminated. In fact, it will take our cells down. On one side of the fence is radiation, and radiation from, from all the ones we talked about. On the other side of it is heavy metals and chemicals, which actually pull down our cells. In when we look at radiation, what we get is an agitated cells. That's why the salt and soda bath really calms things down. On the other hand, the heavy metals. If we're eating food that is contaminated with heavy metals, chemicals, glyphosates, it is a slow-acting disease processing mm-hmm. activity if we're going to eat it, because we have to process it. First of all, we're not getting our vitality, right? We're not getting our vitality because we want food that can energize our electromagnetic energy. If the electromagnetic energy is weak on the food that we're eating, then we're not nourishing ourselves enough. Then if there's heavy metals, our liver has to process those heavy metals. And when we were created, whenever that was, mm-hmm. we were not created to have to deal with those kinds of man-made poisons.
Let's talk about the liver and the heavy metals. Do the heavy metals bind to the thyroid, the liver, different organs? Is that how it works?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. But even beyond that, the heavy metals, it slows down the function of the liver because we start to imbibe heavy metals in all our organs, not just some of them. Like, for instance, in radiation, it has a tendency to the thyroid. It has a tendency to the bone marrow. It has a tendency to the ovaries or the testes. In the case of heavy metals, at the cellular level, the heavy metals goes in every cell in our body, and it is the job of the liver to detoxify it unless we give it help in other ways through nature. There are herbs that detoxify heavy metals, such as cilantro. Cilantro is wonderful for detoxing heavy metals.
Now, you can just eat it, right? I just planted cilantro, and I put it inside because by a windowsill because of the gophers, and it is so easy to grow. It just perks right up when you put it in a pot and put it by the window.
And give it water.
Yeah, lots of water. It's very happy there.
So herbal medicine is extremely helpful, and then on the other side of it, radiation, seaweed, miso, apples with pectin, they also help detoxify radiation. So we have herbal medicine for heavy metals, and we have certain foods for radiation. So our diet can really help all of this, but I find that the therapeutic baths are especially good to neutralize the unseen. I call them the unseen pollutants.
Mm-hmm. And they can be seen, too. I mean, the water turns gray, and you know that there's definitely a lot of detoxification to happen. You mentioned, so food. Let's talk about the liver specifically. Is there a good liver flush that you recommend, or how often would we need to cleanse the liver?
Well, it depends on our lifestyle, of course. Do we eat out every night? Do we eat food that's organic? Do we maintain a healthy liver? So I start, my book, Harmonic Healing, I start out with a liver-cleansing diet, and I go through a three-week strict diet and then a three-week modified, which many people continue for forever, especially because the modified liver cleansing is necessary in our day and age. But then also I have a liver cleansing drink.
Ooh, what's in that?
And so I suggest it be taken at breakfast, and I like to use a whole grapefruit, cut it up, put it in your blender.
With the peel? Okay.
No. Peel. Oh. Peel the grapefruit, cut it up, put it in the blender.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, peel a lemon, cut it, put it in the blender. Now here it gets interesting. A clove of garlic.
Okay.
A chunk, like a one-inch chunk of ginger root. A tablespoon of flaxseed freshly ground. You can put a pinch of cayenne for circulation, and I said a tablespoon of olive oil.
Ooh.
And then you put water about halfway up. Now, don't cover because it'll be too thin, and I kind of want to make it thick so that you sort of chew it and swish it around a bit. And you drink that as your breakfast. It's very filling, and so it's your first food of the day, and your liver and gallbladder is waiting for something to come down the pike, and all of a sudden there's citrus and olive oil. And so what does the gallbladder do? It goes, I'm going to make a sound now.
Ah.
Sucks up that liver cleansing drink, and it flushes the liver, liver and gallbladder. I recommend that as a start for about 3 weeks of the starting on a new cleansing diet.
Wow.
And the cleansing diet, yeah, and it's filling, and then you eat your lunch when you're ready. A cleansing diet should be a simple diet. A liver cleansing diet is protein. I'm not going to say paleo, vegan, vegetarian, or meat eater. I'm going to say get a good source of protein.
Where is in this cleanse, though? There's no source of protein, is there?
There is protein in the cleanse. No, but we're doing the liver cleansing drink for breakfast.
Oh, gotcha.
We go to lunch and dinner.
Okay.
Our lunch and dinner should consist of some protein, lots of vegetables, and I'm going to say it again, lots of vegetables, because we're trying to raise our electromagnetic field. We're trying to restore our vital force with organic food. Nature cures nature. Always remember that.
I love it. I love your enthusiasm. I love your texture of the way you talk about it. You have such a passion for this. I absolutely love that. I just have to ask you, how did you get involved in this? You've been in practice since 1981. That's a while.
Uh-oh, I'm giving away my age.
No.
How I got started basically is I started doing yoga. And I noticed, and I always loved to cook. I always loved to cook because food is my passion, and conscious nutrition is even more of my passion. So part one of the book explains the energy field and how the liver works, and the part two is Dr. Linda's Kitchen.
Oh, great, great. So it's filled with recipes and all sorts of great...
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And menus. And so how I got started is I was practicing yoga, and I wasn't so well. I was kind of sick. And so I was practicing yoga, got a job in a health food store, and I started reading the books in the health food store and trying to figure out why I was so sick. Well, I did find out, and I'm not sick anymore, and that's many, many years later, because 1971 was when I started yoga. And I practiced yoga and taught yoga in a small ashram in Long Island.
Huh.
And I was reading my books and practicing the yoga, and I was starting to eat clean food, food that was conscious, how it was prepared, how it was balanced, learning how to put spices together, learning Ayurveda in the process, learning the five elements of Ayurveda, which I also talk about. And so what I realized is I'm starting to get well, learning homeopathy, dealing with only homeopathy whenever I had a sniffle or a cold or a flu. But I watched all my fellow yogis who were practicing into meditation, into finding a way to get self-realized in the fast path.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I realized very soon that you could not get away with just finding self-realization by meditation alone. Your vitality, your vital force, not only had to be nourished, but it had to be acknowledged. That there is a force, a vitality that needs to be, it's our responsibility to take care of it. It is the temple for our vehicle. It's our vehicle. I look at the body as a car.
And that's funny that you would say that. I see most men that I interview have the car analogy. You're the first female that I've heard have the car analogy.
They must have heard me speak. I've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
So then what happened is people started coming to me for counseling on food.
Oh.
And then I got asked to run a holistic center, a complementary health holistic center in the 80s. And we had 15 practitioners, and it was way before its time. And that my job was to see the patient and figure out who they go to. Do they go to the chiropractor? Do they go to the colonic therapist? Do they go to the acupuncturist? Do they go to the naturopath? Do they go to the homeopath?
Huh.
And so I learned a lot in that process, and then I was craving, Lisa, I was craving to have a better analysis than just what I'm hearing clinically. And so I started to get involved with energy. My first energy diagnostic tool was a voltmeter to measure the ting points on the acupuncture points. Then I kept hearing about this famous 90-year-old woman named Dr. Hazel Parcells, who was also the mentor to Anne Louise Gettleman. Okay, so we put it all together. We understand nutrition from an energetic point of view. Dr. Parcells taught how to read energy with a pendulum. It's called medical radiesthesia, in a very scientific way.
Wow, wow. And then you can tell then, in most people, is it liver, gallbladder issues? When your clinical experience, when you've had people come in for so long, what's the weakest point on our bodies?
I find it across the board, and it's similar to everyone. Most people come in with low energy, but it's a digestive system that is not absorbing enough nourishment from the food. And also the organs of detoxification are all congested, creating this low-functioning system with low energy. The other part that I see across the board is pollution from in the form of heavy metals, chemicals, radiation that create agitation at the cellular level, as I said before. And it creates an imbalance or an environment. Now, here's something. It creates an imbalance for an environment that attracts parasites.
That's a very interesting way of looking at it. Digestive system not getting enough nutrients, and then you combine it with the metals and the radiation, creating agitation in the cells, which weakens the body for the parasites to come in.
Yeah, and I look at it as five parasites connected to the five elements.
Oh, very, very interesting. So that's how you combine the energy. So then these diets, these cleansing drinks that you've come up with really are geared towards that base of your work with getting the cellular structure to readhere itself and to become vibrant by cleansing the liver, cleansing the gallbladder. Now, question for you, and I have a friend who just had his gallbladder removed. Can you still go through the liver cleansing diet, the wonderful drink that you explained, if you don't have a gallbladder?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And let me add something, because, at the end of the day, I am a physician.
Okay.
There is a product he needs to get bile salts.
What is that?
Bile, B-I-L-E, salt. And there are several products on the market that will are just bile salts, because an organ has been removed.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to make sure you have enough bile salts to digest your food in general. So I recommend that.
Salt, bile, and, salt, and bile, salt.
Like. Bile salts. Yeah, bile salts. Standard process makes Colacol.
Right.
That's their formula. I don't like to use any particular names of companies, because there's many companies. Just go into your health food store and say, hey, I had my gallbladder out. Is there any one particular formula that I need? And that would be, it should have bile salts. It should have that. And also beets. We love our beets.
Yes, yes. It's interesting how they stay in the system for such a long time, too. They really do.
That's very visual, Lisa, actually.
Sorry about that. Well, so cleansing foods and detoxifying baths and these homeopathic remedies are how you pull out all these interferences in the body. And
not exactly.
Okay.
Not exactly. What we're doing is nourishing the liver and getting it to function with foods that can heal the liver. Through the baths, we're neutralizing the pollutants, and the food helps move it out. So we are. It is a liver cleansing diet or even lifestyle, because we're living in pollution every day.
Mm-hmm. And it's constant. Yep. Absolutely.
And it's easy. I don't even think I'm on a diet. It's not a diet. It's what we eat to nourish our body. Because if we're not here's one for you. I have these cliches. I'm sorry.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
I've spoken to a lot of patients over the years.
Yeah.
If we're not digesting our food, we're not digesting our life.
Hmm. The sacred power of food. You talk a lot about
Absolutely.
That. What is that, the sacred power of food?
The sacred power of food is food heals. It even heals more if we bless it.
Oh.
It heals more if it's been grown properly. It heals more if it's been prepared properly and not in too many combinations.
Right. Simple, whole foods, right?
Yeah, and then it becomes sacred. Because as you bless your food, you realize it was grown on Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
It was grown in Mother Earth. It was grown in the proper way. And it was prepared. Bless the hands that prepared your food, whether you're in a restaurant or it's your mom or it's your wife or it's your husband. We need to bless our foods and thank the process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I get it. Long gone has the family dinner gone away. I think that's a really great way to bring it back, the family dinner. Blessing your food, enjoying the cooking process, not looking at it as a burden, but really looking at it as something that's bonding and creates community and connection with your family. So I think that's a huge way of looking at it.
I'm one of those. Sorry, go ahead.
No, what were you going to say? You were one of those.
I was going to say that I'm one of those people who, after a long 10-hour day, go in my kitchen and take the vegetables out and start to chop. When I start chopping, I start relaxing.
Ah, that's your happy place. I love it. I love it. Food, as you prepare it the way that you're talking about, takes a lot of chopping. It's definitely a chopping-oriented program, which I like. I like. You really work with your vegetables. You mentioned the five parasites combined with the five elements. What did you mean by that?
Okay. Well, in my analysis and how I've seen disease processes in the body, I found that most of the illnesses are caused. The root cause of the illnesses are five categories of parasites. Okay, we have five categories that I have named. They are worms, yep, the wiggly mm-hmm. ones, and that is connected to our earth element.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Okay. Water, that is connected to another parasite, which is fungus.
Mm.
Fungus, yeast, mold, it's all around water. A lot of people who are saturated with candida, they're puffy and their lymph are clogged, and it's a very watery type of parasite. Then we have bacteria, and that's connected to fire. People sometimes live with a bacteria at the bottom of their stomach for years and years. So we need to find out if there is bacteria bothering this person. Antibiotics is not the best choice, especially when it's low grade. I can understand if we don't know how to use homeopathics very well. My choice, of course, is homeopathy, but we have to be adept at it. So my choice would not be an antibiotic, because then you're going to build up candida, another parasite. So we get back to the bacteria. Bacteria, what we want to do is use homeopathy to go in and clear that out, to use herbal medicine such as golden seal and comfrey, and use herbs to change the energy in the stomach or wherever the bacteria may be. Then we have the air element, and the air element is connected to microscopic parasites. I found that the microscopic parasites really act as if they're worms in the body. Like you take the spirochete microscopic, I call the spirochete a microscopic parasite, and it's this little screwy looking thing that causes the awful epidemic that we're having called Lyme's disease. And so we look at it as air. And the treatment for it is actually air or oxygen or oxygenating herbs. So we use the elements that are connected to the parasites to also for treatment. You go to the next element, which is my favorite element, which is ether. And ether is the first element. It's connected to the cosmos. It is the primordial sound. It's the etheric force field that enlivens our physical body. And the parasite that affects ether is viruses. That's why viruses are so elusive and very difficult
airborne
to treat.
Yes, interesting.
Yeah, so you have the flu virus, you have HPV virus, and it's not only airborne, but it's injected in vaccines, as we know.
Yes.
We are all affected by viruses. And when I look at viruses and I look at ether, the way to overcome viruses is through sheer will and a belief that we will be able to overcome this opportunist called virus. Because it's the immune system. So it's the psychoimmune system that helps us with virus. Anyone that has been infected with herpes knows that if you get out of balance, if you start stressing out, your immune system goes down. And if you've got herpes in your system, guess what comes out?
The effect of herpes, of stress. Yes.
Yes. We see it in the shingles. So first you teach the person, you're going to get better. But we have to look at your lifestyle
balance.
A little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have to find balance.
Well, you are such a wealth of information, and you have such a wonderful way about you. I love, the book is called Harmonic Healing, and it really is about these practical, natural approaches to living a balanced life. And so I have to go. I could talk to you forever, but Dr. Linda Lancaster is my guest. And look up the book, Harmonic Healing, and all of these great, Linda's Kitchen's in there, so you can get all these great recipes as well, which is fantastic. Thank you.
You're delightful.
You are too. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking with you. And I'm going to get your book for my friend. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. This is Lisa Garr. You're listening to The Aware Show, and I will be right back.